Thank you. Welcome to my presentation. Upstream collaboration and Linux distribution collaboration is that excluded. In my case, I'm representing two projects, OpenSUSE, where I'm a member and a representative, and then the Open Mainframe project, where I'm leading the Linux distribution working group with the most important Linux distribution included, who are running on the mainframe. I'm Sarah Kriesch. And my agenda is at first something about myself, how I came to this topic, when you should receive a short introduction about the mainframes and the Open Mainframe project, what that is and what we are providing, then why we have founded the Linux Distribution Working Group. From that, we are coming to the topic of the reason why we wanted to collaborate. And in the last step, I want to tell how we are including upstream projects at the moment and what we want to achieve. And I want to receive a little bit feedback in the Q&A session how you as open source projects want to be included in such architecture-specific working groups or collaboration projects then. About myself a little bit, I'm an OpenSUSE contributor since around 10 years, and I'm also a member of a release engineering team, and I'm responsible for the S390X architecture, therefore I'm also the team lead for S390X at OpenSUSE. I wrote my bachelor thesis at IBM, and afterwards I became a DevOps consultant at Accenture. I'm also allowed to contribute a little bit to open source via my job. But anyway, I had this idea then to found the Linux Distribution Working Group, and I am with that also the co-chair of this Linux Distribution Working Group. Mainframes, perhaps not everybody knows them. That is the latest C16 system on the right side, that mainframes are large high-performance computer systems and are also called Big Endians. The architecture behind IBMC is the S390X architecture. The X came at the end for the 64-bit architecture, which is also included in such a system. And such systems are used for mission-critical data, for banking services, and everything else. And you can run thousands of VMs on such a system. The Open Mainframe project is an open hardware project for the mainframe, and it has been funded in the year 2015. And this project is under the hood of the Linux Foundation and should have the focal point for deployments and the usage of Linux and open source in a mainframe computing environment. Therefore, we have got multiple mainframe-centric projects where I will not explain all the projects because the time is a little bit missing, but we have got also a mentorship program included. COBOL, perhaps some have known before, but most projects are more COS-based. Therefore, it is no surprise that we have funded our Linux Distribution Working Group inside of this Open Mainframe project. Also, and besides of that, we have got also a COBOL working group and a COS enablement working group. COS is an alternative operating by IBM and a little bit commercial, but IBM is working on it to provide also open source projects for that. Here we can see a little bit the overview of all included Linux distributions. SUSE, Red Hat, and Ubuntu have joined after the community Linux distributions with Debian, OpenSUSE, and Fedora. SUSE is our sponsor of the Linux Distribution Working Group, and then also Rocky Linux and Alma Linux have joined forwards. Our structure, Elisabeth and I, we had the idea to found this Linux Distribution Working Group at the IBM C-Day 2 years ago, and then we said we don't want to have it only for one or two Linux distributions. We want to have it for all, that we can achieve better support and better collaboration between all of them. Then we said we want to have a minimum of one representative for every Linux distribution that is required for the input from the distribution side. And yes, SUSE said we want to sponsor it. Our goals are creating a place for collaboration across Linux distributions via the Open Mainframe project, the mailing list, the wiki, and the chat. Then we wanted to provide a space for distributions to request for help on their S390X ports if there is something not working or anything else like that. And then we had also this goal to ensure any and all infrastructure required should be available for supporting the ports. Therefore, you can request hardware and everything else. Debian has got his own mainframe as an example. You